Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? You know the drill. You bring the sources, we bring the insights.
I love this part.
Me too. So today we're taking on the Plank Firm mattress trial.
Oh, interesting choice. This one's got a reputation.
Yeah, it's definitely not your average mattress. Flippable, two firmness levels, and it's known for being one of the firmest mattresses out there.
It's not messing around.
Nope. So we're going to break down this trial, see what makes it unique, how you can get the most out of it, and ultimately whether the Plank Firm could be your ticket to better sleep.
Lots to unpack. Where do we even begin?
Well, right off the bat, you get a 120-night sleep trial. Starts as soon as your mattress arrives at your door. But, and there's a but.
There's always a but.
Always a but. Brooklyn Bedding, the folks behind the Plank, they actually want you to hold off on any return thoughts for at least 30 nights.
That's a pretty long time. Why the wait?
That's a good question. 30 nights is a serious commitment. What's the thinking there?
It's all about adaptation. Your body needs to adjust. I mean, we're talking about the Plank Firm here. Like, the name suggests it's firm. Like, really firm. Whole different sleep experience.
Right. So I guess those first few nights could be a little...
Let's just say you'll notice a difference. Especially if you're used to something softer.
I can imagine. So for someone coming from a plush mattress, what should they realistically expect when they first sleep on the Plank?
Well, you're gonna feel the support. That flat surface, no sinking in feeling. Back and stomach sleepers usually love it right away.
Makes sense. But what about side sleepers? I imagine the firmness could be an issue for them.
Yeah, side sleepers might take a bit longer to adjust. That firmness can put extra pressure on hips and shoulders.
So it's like your body needs time to get used to this whole new support situation.
Exactly. Like starting a new workout. Your muscles, your spine, everything's adapting. Some initial discomfort is totally normal.
Ah, so that's where the 30-night thing comes in.
Bingo. You know, it's fascinating because a lot of people actually start seeing the real benefits of that firmer surface after a few weeks. Things like better spinal alignment, less back pain, even improved posture.
But it takes time.
It does. Patience is key, as Brooklyn Bedding likes to say.
Patience. Okay, now let's talk about the elephant in the room. The flippable design.
Right. Two sides, two firmness levels.
That's the deal with that.
So you've got the firm side. That's an 8 out of 10 on the firmness scale. Then you flip it over and boom, extra firm. 9 out of 10.
Wow. Okay, so they want you to play around with both sides during the trial period.
Exactly. Figure out what works best for you. Maybe you like firm in the summer, extra firm in the winter. Who knows? It's about finding your perfect match.
So like having two mattresses in one? Not bad.
Exactly. And that's what makes this trial so interesting. You can really experiment risk-free. Find your perfect level of support.
Gotcha. Now, say I'm listening to this and I've been battling back pain. Thinking this mattress might be the answer. Anything specific I should be paying attention to during the trial?
Definitely. So that firm support is designed to help with back pain. Pay attention to how your back feels throughout the night. Does it feel supported? Are you waking up with less pain? How's that morning stiffness? You know, all those little clues.
It's like your back becomes the judge.
Exactly. You're your own sleep scientist during this trial.
Okay, and what if after that 30-day mark, it's just not working for me? What happens then?
Well, Brooklyn Bedding makes it pretty easy to return. You just give them a shout, they arrange a pickup, and that's that. There is a $99 return fee for pickup and disposal, but hey, you gotta try this unique mattress for 120 nights, no pressure.
That's true. 120 nights is a pretty generous window. Plenty of time to experiment with both sides, see if your body adjusts, really get a feel for it, and that $99 fee. Almost like an insurance policy for your sleep, right?
You got it. Peace of mind that you're not stuck with something that doesn't work.
Love that. All right, but what if you fall head over heels for the Plank Firm and decide to keep it? What about warranty protection?
Well, you're in luck. The Plank Firm comes with a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime. Wow, they must be pretty confident in their product.
They are. It covers a lot like excessive sagging, any issues with the materials or workmanship, problems with the foam layers, you name it.
That's impressive. Okay, but let's say I'm a little, shall we say, accident prone.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any caveats to this lifetime warranty? Like what happens if I spill my midnight snack all over it?
Well, that's where a good mattress protector comes in.
Ah, the trusty mattress protector. Essential, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. It protects your warranty, keeps your mattress clean and hygienic. Think about it. You spend a third of your life on that thing.
True, true. So a small investment for some serious peace of mind.
Exactly. Win-win.
All right, we've covered the trial, the adjustment period, the flippable design, returns, warranties, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out to you as the most interesting part of the plank firm trial?
Well, for me, it's the chance to experience what a really, truly firm sleep surface feels like. I mean, it's not for everyone, but for some people, especially those with back pain, it's a game changer. And this trial lets you try it risk-free, see if it's your thing.
Right. It's more than just trying a mattress. It's potentially discovering a whole new way to sleep and experiencing the benefits that come with it.
Totally. It's an exploration of firmness. And who knows, you might end up loving it.
Now that's a thought.
You know, it's funny, Brooklyn Bedding is really serious about that 30-night adjustment period.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, look, we get it. This isn't your typical mattress. Give it a chance. Let your body catch up, and then let's talk.
It is a trust exercise. Trust the process, they're saying. You might actually like this firmness thing.
Right. We're so used to equating comfort with that sinking in feeling, softness.
Exactly. But sometimes that sinking feeling is actually the problem, especially for people with back pain.
Hmm. Interesting. So it's almost like a different definition of comfort.
It is. It's about retraining your body to find comfort and support. And the plank firm really goes all in on that idea with its high-density foam.
Okay, let's talk about the foam. What's so special about high-density foam? What makes it good for a firm mattress?
Well, for starters, it's incredibly durable. It doesn't sag or lose its shape easily. That's important for any mattress, but especially for a firm one. And the other thing is, high-density foam just doesn't compress as easily as other types of foam.
So it's not giving in. It's holding its ground.
Exactly. So you sleep on top of it, not in it. And that's what provides that consistent, unwavering support, helps keep your spine aligned, which, of course, is crucial for back health and good sleep.
Got it.
Right.
Now, we've been talking a lot about back and stomach sleepers. What about our side sleepers out there?
Yeah, the plank firm can be a bit trickier for side sleepers, especially lighter ones. It's all about pressure points.
Pressure points.
Right. When you're on your side, all your weight's focused on your hips and shoulders. And with a super firm mattress, you might not get enough cushioning in those areas.
Ouch. So you're saying side sleepers might wake up with some aches and pains?
Possibly. But that doesn't mean side sleepers should rule out the plank firm entirely. There are ways to make it work. A mattress topper can be a game changer.
A mattress topper. Interesting.
Yeah, something plush to add a layer of softness and contouring. That helps to distribute the pressure more evenly.
So you're customizing the firmness to match your body and sleep style.
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot. And that's the cool thing about the plank firm trial. You get to play around, experiment for 120 nights, try the mattress as is, add a topper, switch between sides, see what feels right.
That lifetime warranty is pretty awesome too. It really says something about the company's faith in their product. But I'm wondering, what can our listeners do to avoid voiding that warranty? Any tips for keeping their mattress in tip-top shape?
Yeah, you definitely want to protect that warranty. And the biggest thing is spills and stains. High-density foam is tough, but liquids can cause damage over time.
So a mattress protector is non-negotiable.
I'd say so. Plus, it's just good hygiene. You spend so much time on your mattress, keeping it clean and protected just makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Creating a healthy sleep environment. All right, let's talk about the company behind the plank firm, Brooklyn Bedding. What's their story? What's their philosophy when it comes to mattresses?
Well, they've been around for over 20 years, and they're known for innovation and quality. One thing I really admire is their commitment to variety. They offer a ton of different options to suit all kinds of sleepers.
So not a one-size-fits-all approach?
Nope. They get that everyone sleeps differently. They've got everything from super plush memory foam to ultra firm like the plank. And what's especially interesting in the context of this trial is their focus on customization.
Customization. Tell me more.
They offer all sorts of accessories that let you tailor your sleep experience. Mattress protectors, of course, but also adjustable bases, pillows, even sheets designed to complement their mattresses.
The whole sleep ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. They think beyond the mattress itself, considering all the factors that make for good sleep. And I love that they're also transparent about the potential downsides.
Right, like they acknowledge that the plank firm might not be the best fit for all side sleepers.
Sure.
And they're upfront about the return fee.
Honesty builds trust, right? They're not just trying to sell you something. They want you to make the best choice for your needs.
I like that. It's refreshing. They're not just about making a sale. They're about empowering consumers.
Absolutely. It's about finding solutions. Okay, so we've talked about the plank firm, the trial, Brooklyn Bedding, but we haven't really talked about the construction of the mattress itself. what's going on beneath the surface? What's inside this thing?
Yes, spill the beans. What materials are they using to create this unique sleep experience?
Well, no big surprise here. The plank firm is all foam. No coils, no springs.
All foam. So is it like a giant memory foam mattress?
Not quite. Memory foam is great for contouring, but it wouldn't work for a firm mattress like this. You want that solid, supportive feel. That's where high-density polyfoam comes in.
High-density foam. We touched on it earlier, but can you break it down for us? What is it exactly, and why is it so important for the plank firm?
Sure. Basically, high-density foam is just what it sounds like. It's foam that's packed more densely, which means it's more durable, more supportive, it's not going to sag or break down as easily, and it creates that firm, solid surface that the plank firm is known for.
A foundation of the mattress, literally.
Exactly. And the plank firm actually uses multiple layers of high-density foam, each with its own purpose.
Ooh, layers. Tell me more.
Okay, so the base layer is the thickest and densest. That's the foundation of the whole mattress. It gives the plank its signature firmness.
Like the bedrock of your sleep.
Love it. And then you've got another layer of high-density foam on top of that. Still firm, but a little less dense than the base. This one's for pressure relief, but without sacrificing that overall firmness.
So it's contouring, but without the sinking feeling.
Exactly. And then to top it all off, there's a thin layer of quilted foam. Adds a bit of softness to the surface, you know, a touch of luxury.
A symphony of firmness, each layer playing its part.
Beautifully said.
Okay, so multiple layers of high-density foam. How thick is this mattress?
One interesting thing about using high-density foam is that you don't need a super thick mattress to achieve that firmness. The plank firm is around 10 inches thick, which is fairly slim compared to some mattresses.
So it's firm, but not bulky.
Right. And that slimmer profile makes it easier to move around, especially if you're flipping it to switch between the firm and extra firm sides.
Nimble firmness.
Huh. I like it.
Okay, anything else our listeners should know about the all-foam construction? Pros, cons, anything like that?
Well, one of the biggest perks of all-foam is motion isolation.
Motion isolation. Why is that important?
It means the mattress absorbs movement really well. If you sleep with a partner who tosses and turns, you're less likely to feel it on your side of the bed.
That's great for couples, especially those with different sleep schedules or just restless sleepers in general.
Yeah, exactly. It can make a big difference in sleep quality.
So, all-foam construction, motion isolation. Sounds pretty good so far. Any downsides to consider?
One thing some people experience is that all foam mattresses can sleep a bit warmer than those with coils or springs.
The heat retention issue. Why is that?
Foam just tends to trap heat more than other materials.
So for a hot sleeper, is the plank firm a no-go?
Not necessarily. It's something to be mindful of for sure. But Brooklyn Bedding actually offers a solution. The Glaciatex cooling cover.
Okay, tell me about this cooling cover. What's the magic?
It's designed to regulate temperature and wick away moisture. Made with breathable materials that promote airflow and prevent heat buildup.
Sounds fancy. Like climate control for your mattress.
Pretty much. It's another example of how Brooklyn Bedding is really thinking about all the details that can impact your sleep.
So it's not just firmness, it's the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why this blank firm trial is so interesting. It's a chance to experience a whole sleep system, optimized for comfort and support.
Like a test drive for a better night's sleep.
I like that. A test drive. And you've got 120 nights to decide if it's the right vehicle for you.
So we've talked about heat retention. Are there any other drawbacks to an all-foam mattress like the plank firm?
Well, one thing to consider is off-gassing.
Off-gassing, what's that?
It's that new mattress smell you sometimes get with foam. It's caused by VOCs, volatile organic compounds that are released from the foam.
Like that new car smell, but for mattresses.
Exactly. And while it's not usually harmful, it can be a bit much for some people, especially those sensitive to smells.
Okay, so what can you do about it?
The good news is it usually goes away within a few days. Airing out the mattress helps.
So unbox it in a well-ventilated room. Let it breathe a bit.
Exactly.
So more of a temporary annoyance than a major problem.
Right. Something to be aware of, but not a deal breaker for most folks.
Right. Informed decisions, that's what we're all about.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, it's funny. The plank firm really challenges what we think of as a comfortable mattress. We're so conditioned to think that comfort equals softness. But the plank is like, hold on, firmness could be comfy too.
Totally. It's a good reminder that comfort is subjective. What feels good to one person might not feel good to another. And for some people, that firmness, that stable support, is exactly what they need to feel comfortable.
It's like the difference between sinking into a plush sofa versus sitting upright in a supportive chair. Both have their place.
Perfect analogy. And that's what I appreciate about the plank firm trial, is you can try out that different kind of comfort, that support-driven comfort, without any risk.
It's a test drive for your spine.
I love that. A test drive for your spine. See if it aligns literally with your needs.
Speaking of alignment, we haven't really touched on the environmental impact of the plank firm. Anything our listeners should know about the sustainability side of things?
That's a good point. Sustainability is a big deal. And like most all-foam mattresses, the plank firm isn't inherently biodegradable. Polyfoam, it's durable, but it doesn't break down easily in the environment.
So, not ideal from an environmental perspective.
True. But Brooklyn Bedding is trying to do their part. They use CertiPure U.S. certified foams, which means no harmful chemicals, ozone depleters, formaldehyde, heavy metals, all that nasty stuff.
So, a step in the right direction. Reducing those harmful substances.
Right. And they're making efforts in their manufacturing processes too, reducing their carbon footprint using recycled materials in their packaging.
So it's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Looking at the whole life cycle of the mattress.
Exactly.
It's good to see a company taking that responsibility seriously.
Agreed. It's something more and more consumers are looking for.
Well, I think we've really explored every angle of the plank firm mattress.
Yeah.
We've talked about the trial, the firmness levels, the construction, the pros, the cons, even the environmental stuff. A true deep dive.
We've covered it all.
So bottom line, is the plank firm trial worth it?
You know, I think it really depends on the individual. If you prioritize firmness and support, if you're looking for relief from back pain, or you just want to try something different, then absolutely give it a shot. It's a chance to experience something unique. See if it's right for you.
A sleep adventure.
I love that. A sleep adventure. And even if the plank firm doesn't end up being the one, the trial itself can be super valuable. You'll learn so much about your sleep preferences, how your body responds to firmness, what features are important to you.
Right. It's not just about finding the right mattress. It's about understanding your sleep.
Exactly. And that knowledge, that's powerful as you continue your search for the perfect sleep setup.
Well said. Well, folks, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've given you the info. Now it's up to you to decide if the plank firm is your perfect match.
And remember, the journey to better sleep, it's ongoing. Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and keep learning about what your body needs.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of the plank firm. Until next time, sleep well.